This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi everyone, it's Drew. Instead of doing a Crisis Twink radio hour today, I thought I would re-release an episode from the vault of Crisis Twink, the podcast that went on for 100 episodes that I did by myself, featuring special guests before Julia and I started Girls Room. Today, excuse me, to cough in the intro is not great, but I'm going to keep going. Today I am re-releasing an episode featuring the sassy Southern Belle of TikTok, Dakota Wright. You know Dakota and his husband Jackson from their very popular TikToks where they review fast food restaurants, explore life in the South, and just live the kind of lavish, fashionable lifestyle that so many of us aspire to. I had such a good time talking to Dakota in November 2022 about housewives, country music, and just everything. I had such a treat. I believe I was his inaugural podcast ever, and now he has gone on to become a podcast superstar. So it was just a real honor to get to sit down with him, and I hope y'all enjoy this conversation. Bye.
Hey girlies, welcome to Crisis Twink, the podcast where we ring the alarm about cultural emergencies. Whether it's a flop album, an insane headline, a problematic fave, or just something that needs to be urgently discussed or you'll die, we're going to revive it and make sure it gets the medical assistance it so desperately needs. My name is Drew Haskins, and I am the only twink who can save a culture in crisis. We have a very, very special guest today, one of my absolute favorite content creators on the internet. You know him on TikTok as Print Fairy. Please welcome Dakota Wright. Hi.
I'll give myself a round of applause.
I'll give it here too. What a treat to have you. I'm so excited to, if you, a real meeting of the minds today. I'm very excited.
I know. I'm super excited to be here, especially after learning that you are a huge Bravo fan.
Yes. I mean, it's truly been 15 years of fandom at this point, so much so that I feel like I've manifested a Bravo show in my own hometown of Potomac, Maryland.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, well, they wouldn't be there if it wasn't for the DC show that flopped.
Yeah. So you're watching.
I think they tried to reboot it. Yes. Yeah. I finished the DC. Yes.
So what did you think? Because I have not revisited that one since it originally aired like 15 years ago.
Honestly, I think it just got canceled because it was such a liability after, you know, everything that happened. And I will say the Potomac women are much, far more interesting than the DC women. I mean, the DC, like, it was interesting to watch, but like, it was a struggle. So... I know you're from Potomac. That's cool.
I am from Potomac. Yeah. DC, the city itself lends itself pretty well to a housewives show, I think. And I think they got the formula right with Potomac. Mm-hmm. The casting for DC was so bad, though, except for I also call her Michelle, but I know that's not actually how you pronounce it. Michelle Salahi.
Mikhail
Salahi.
Yeah, she's a mess.
She's a mess. Borderline a domestic terrorist, like crashing a state function like that. It's a
And it was
That's
posted up on the
crazy.
president or the vice president, like on his chest, like this. I was like, girl, like, what are we doing? Who just runs up in the White House and takes a picture like that?
I mean, someone who truly has nothing to lose and no shame. Like, it's really remarkable. I know she's not like off the grid now, but I think she's married to one of the guys from Journey.
Is it Journey? I thought it was. I know it's some kind of band, honey.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
not
some like
into
80s.
the rock music. Yeah.
Yeah, me neither.
I
It's
don't
not my
know.
kind of music, but she's like, she's definitely leveled up in some way or done like an adjacent, like kind of
Yeah.
staying in the news. But yeah, the other women, not as much. But Potomac, I think, is the best we have on Bravo right now.
Oh, I'm literally so sad when it's not on air. Like, I
Yeah.
need Karen Huger in my life and I need Candace in my life. I have to
Yeah.
see them on screen because I hate to confess to this, but I love her so much. Watching Candace is like watching me on TV. Because me and her are so much alike.
She has really come into her own too over the past few years. Like, I remember watching Potomac season 3 when she joined and thinking, oh, she's kind of annoying. Like, she's not integrating into the cast super well. But now I would say she's definitely one of the big three
Oh
with
yeah, she's
Karen and
definitely a core.
Giselle.
Like we have to have her. Yeah.
Yeah. I. The only like local celebrity sighting I've ever had in the greater like Potomac area, besides I went to high school with Karen's kids, so like that
Oh.
aside, I once went to a barbecue restaurant in Alexandria, Virginia, across the river. And who should I see but Chris Bassett himself?
Was he hot then?
He was.
He's hot now.
He's I get it. I really do get it. Like,
You just want to say no,
no, I don't want to
though.
say. I feel like he's a fraught character. Like, he's controversial. I don't agree with
Okay.
what's being done to him this season, but like,
Yeah, absolutely not.
you watch some of those early seasons where he's on and he is just out of pocket the whole time, I think. But I,
Really, Chris?
yeah, like the. I remember, like, when he was coming on and everyone was talking about his like pink dick or whatever. Like,
Oh
the whole
yeah,
thing
like
was
that was so much.
that
That
era
was
of Chris
yeah.
Bassett, I can take or leave. But now I think he's great. Like, one of the most supportive, nice house husbands. And
Oh
his
yeah.
restaurant was delicious. So I have to give
Yeah.
it up to him for that. But how long have
Okay.
you been on the Bravo train?
Forever. So I think the very first episode of Housewives I watched, which was the first time I've ever watched Bravo, was it was when the Christian woman was on Orange County, the one that's like long and forgotten about. I think her
Oh,
name is Quinn. And
yes, I know who you're talking
yes.
about.
And then I went back and like rewatched the earlier season. So I've been in there, what was that, like 2007?
Yeah.
2008. I mean, it was early.
Yeah. That is early on. Like, those
Yeah.
first few seasons of OC are almost a completely different show. Like, there's not
Yeah.
the drama like there is now. It really is. It was just rich women doing things.
And now I feel like they've ruined Orange County. It's really
Yeah.
hard for me. Like Shannon is probably the only reason why I watch, just because I like to watch her antics.
Yeah.
I lived for Kelly Dodd coming in there and like just being herself and being a mess, but now she's, transpired into someone who we all can't stand. So, I hate to see that, but yeah, Shannon's the only reason I'm tuning in
100%.
anymore.
I dipped in a little bit this past season when Heather came back.
I wanted to see
And
her house. That was it.
yeah, and the house, I mean, it looks like a shopping mall. It's really
Yeah, it's huge.
unbelievable. And now it's on the market, I
I think
saw.
she sold it.
Oh, really? Oh, God. I
Yeah.
wonder what the going price for that would have been.
Probably too much. And if you've ever looked at the, not throwing shade at it, it's a beautiful home. But if you've ever looked at like the map image of it's like in a cul-de-sac, like in a corner, like it's like got this weird layout. It's like,
Yeah.
I don't really like it. Yeah, I don't
It
know. It's too
definitely
big for
all
me.
it definitely didn't have like a backyard of any sort. Like you could tell the lot itself, like the building was pushing against the limit of what that lot could even take.
Yeah,
I'm not
100%.
big in her decorating taste either. And on, I mean, I think just her in general, I was excited for her to come back, but I quickly remembered that, oh, I never really liked Heather all that much in the first place.
I didn't like her in the beginning because I don't like somebody coming in like trying to be better than everybody. Not
Yeah.
even just on the show, but like in real life. Like I don't like that. And I feel like that's just how she come off, you know? But now I like her a little bit.
I'm excited for Tamara to come back.
Me too. I don't want, we could do without Vicky though. We don't need her. Wait.
We don't need Vicky. I agree with you there,
Okay.
but girls trip. I really, towards the end of Vicky's time on OC as a regular housewife, I was really sick of her. And I was ready
Yeah.
for her to go in the same way that I'm ready for like Teresa to go on Jersey.
No, Teresa's my favorite. We have to keep her forever. She is Jersey. Like
No, she is
we yeah.
Jersey.
If they get rid of her or if she ever leaves, like, you know, which would probably be the case, she would have to leave, you
Yeah.
know, on her own accord. I just don't think that show would make it at all. Because I mean it's centered around her and last season she didn't have much of a presence. So like you could really tell that like the show was lacking that.
I definitely get behind that. I think it kind of irks me sometimes when the housewives feel like they get too big to fail. Like, Teresa's
Yeah.
so overwhelmingly the center of Jersey that the show, you can't really do the show without her. And I think OC, honestly, like it's hard to do that show without Vicky, which is why they're trying to throw all these wives of yesteryear back in the mix to like get
Yeah.
something cooking again. Because it's this past season was hard to watch, I
Oh,
thought.
yeah. It was
But
hard.
Tamara back and Taylor back will be good. And honestly, I thought Vicky was. For all of her like sour grapes and horrible attitude on Girls Trip, I thought she was a breath of fresh air and she made me laugh like
No.
I there has not been a more profound Housewives quote than I want everyone to know that when I die, I died sad.
When did she say that? When was that?
It was truly apropos of nothing. She just goes upstairs after breakfast one morning and just lets it
Just
rip.
said it.
Like,
Yeah.
I think Vicky has one foot in the grave at all times. And it's very
Yeah.
compelling.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I get it. Like, she was the longest lasting one. I think Candy is now. But I mean, I feel like she's not that entertaining unless someone else is like egging her on, you know, because like she gave us a lot of iconic moments when she's flipping out on people. And it's like, if you take, like, yeah, it's an, you know, an ensemble show, but we need a housewife who, if they're in a solo scene, like they're going to entertain us. They're not going to have to rely on other people to give us what we've tuned in for, you know? And I feel like Vicky can't do that.
She definitely used to be better at it than she is now. Like when
Yeah.
wives feel like they get too big for the show or too big for the drama, like I think, say, Bethany did at the end, or like Teresa sort of did last season. The show suffers for it because you have someone who's taking themselves out of the mix and not playing ball with the production and stuff. And it creates this like superiority complex where like a wife is like, oh, I'm better than the other wives. I'm above this. And that's
Yeah.
so bad for a show. I think that's
Yeah.
kind of also what just did New York in general, like the last season pre like reboot split.
I got a confession. So New York is my least favorite out of all cities and out of all national cities and probably out of the international ones I've watched. I mean, New York is pretty bad. I literally was only watching it for Luann and Sonya. That's the only people. I
Well,
love Sonya. Yeah.
that's taste. Yeah, Sonia and Lou are definitely the two best wives from that show. But what doesn't speak to you about New York? Because this, I do think this is a hot take.
Yeah, it is a hot take, and I get beat up for it all the time whenever I'm talking, you know, housewives with somebody. So I don't know. I feel like in the earlier seasons, I was into it. And then, what was it, season four, I think, is when Jill left the show and they did like that massive cast, like rehaul. And I just feel like when Jill left, it just took a part of the show like with her. And I just haven't been able to get into it after that outside of Sonya and Luann. I just feel like New York, I think Andy Cohen said it a million times. I feel like New York is like this big place where all these different women and people are. Like, we need more of that on the show.
Yeah.
And I was just expecting that in the casting and we never got it. So
it's definitely a very specific kind of woman that they had for as long as they did. Like,
yeah.
I mean, and even like the same age bracket, it feels like the, I mean, they cast Tinsley later on.
Love
Tinsley Mortar.
Love Tinsley. Yeah.
Have you seen her? She had a one season reality show of her own called High
No.
Society. It was on the
Okay.
CW way back in the day, like around the same time that Gossip Girl was airing. And this was clearly
Yeah.
like some, they tried to do a reality tie into it. It's all on YouTube. Every episode is 20 minutes for whatever reason. It is 2 hours of your life that you
I'll
will
never get back.
Completely no relish. It's
okay.
Perfect. It's just it's Tinsley and Dale.
Oh, we need her
running
yeah,
amok.
Dale is iconic.
Iconic.
Can we
cast her
can we get huh
cast her on the show.
I was gonna say, can we get like an Ultimate Girls Trip with like older family members? Like, give me Dale, Mama D. I don't like Mama Joyce, so we're not putting her on there.
Yeah,
maybe if we need a good argument or two. I can't
Candace's
even
mom.
think. Yes, Dorothy, we need Dorothy immediately. Ashley's mom, let's bring her in, as long as she's wearing her eye patch. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I love those episodes because the camera would just pan over to her and I'd be like,
yeah.
Oh, like I wasn't expecting it.
It's an eye patch is always a shocking thing. Like,
yeah.
When you're not
no,
expecting
I mean,
it.
Just like when you see her in a confessional or something, and then do you remember, I don't know how big of a fan you are. Do you remember, I think it was season 8 when Kim Fields was on Atlanta
yes.
Housewives and NeNe showed up to Phaedra's house in that wig where it was like curled and like blown back.
Yes, I know
it looked
exactly
like,
what you're talking
and Phaedra
about.
Didn't even address it. And we all were just like memes on Twitter, you know. I was just taken aback. When the camera pans over like that and that you're not expecting to see something, I'm just I love that.
I love it. Atlanta
yeah.
is also the master of like the pan out reveal. I'm rewatching season 3 right now.
Iconic yeah.
season. I mean, I'm like 5 or 6 episodes in, and the amount of truly legendary cast interactions memes that happen just in those 5, 6 episodes. I mean, it's more stuff happens in 5 episodes of that than have happened in entire seasons of Jersey, of, I mean, Beverly Hills. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And Atlanta's gotten
so would
a
you
little...
say that Atlanta built Bravo?
I think
I would.
I would say that for sure.
Yeah.
Like, if OC and... I don't remember the exact order that they all started in, but OC started it, Atlanta cemented it. They...
Yeah. Because of Miss NeNe Leakes, the
yeah,
one and only.
The
yeah.
one and only. I was going to ask you, who, if you had to pick 3 like all-time iconic wives, who would you pick?
Oh God, I hate doing this.
It's
are
so
we
hard.
Giving are we giving like categories, or are we giving like 3 of my top best ones?
Just I guess 3 of your top best ones.
Okay, so 1 and 2 alternates between NeNe and Teresa.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to say, let's say 3. I would have said Sutton, you know,
okay.
the last season, but this season I would say probably Garcelle would be my 3rd.
Yeah, Garcelle
I'm really
is
loving it.
She's carrying that show on her back right now.
Her and Seth, like, they are just epic. And if Crystal would clock in and actually like show up to work and get into it with the girls and correct them, because she can, you know,
yeah.
we've seen it in the confessionals, but she, I don't know what it is about those group scenes where she just, you know, she looks like she doesn't want to be there, and she will not just go at people and
yeah.
come down when they need to be like shutting up. So I don't
think
know.
Her fatal flaw, which in the real world is not a fatal flaw, is that she is just too nice and normal to really get into it on the level that we expect
yeah.
from housewives. And that makes, I would love to hang out with Crystal. I think she seems like a really sweet person, and like every scene we see with her family, love it.
Yeah. I Are think you gonna she's be one of just... the 15 friends?
I'd love to. If she'll have me, I'll take her. I'll take the offer. I really like her, but like she needs to bring it a little bit more. I think this is a good
It's segue. Fair. She can do it.
Oh, we just
need her to clock in. I mean,
The loose structure of what we're going to... people will have clued in already. This is a Bravo episode with two historians, a historical summit.
Okay.
We have a few topics to get to today regarding the Housewives, because there was a lot of news this week, and two franchises are on currently that are, I think, firing on all cylinders. Okay. So, Beverly Hills, according to Tamra Tattles, one of my absolute favorite Bravo blogs, is going on a slight hiatus right now while they figure out casting. And the official rumor right now is that Diana and Crystal are probably leaving.
Diana can go. I'm so glad.
Yeah, Diana, dark woman. Rinna and Erica are being debated.
Okay.
Kyle, Sutton, and Garcelle are sure things to come back. And Kathy and Dorit are being considered for Friends Of.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Yeah. So this is going to be a hot take, and I also get a lot of disagreements, you know, from my friends, but people hate Erica. So I used to love Erica. Okay? Yeah. And I think it was the season when she flipped out on Eileen for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then really two seasons later, she treated Teddy just awful. And that really made me look at Erica. Like, at first I was like, wow, like she's taking a turn. I don't like her. But now that we're seeing everything that's happening, it's like, okay, like stuff was clearly going on at home that probably made her act that way. And people want to call her like a criminal and all this. And my hot take is like, she's not technically a criminal yet, if she's ever going to be one. You know, they haven't like found her guilty of anything yet.
Yeah.
I mean, what were they like, public opinion? Like, do I think she should have gave her earrings back? Yes.
Mm-hmm. 100%. I think anyone with a conscience would give those back. No, I don't think she is either. And I don't think she's this like grand mastermind that a lot of people on the internet like pretending she is.
Mm-hmm.
And I do enjoy that she's a little tough to watch at times, but I kind of like that she's leaned into the cartoon villain aspects of this whole personality. Oh,
yeah. Especially last season when her and Sutton would just go back and forth, and I'm like,
yeah,
it's almost like the women know the camera's on, so like they're gonna turn it up, you know, which I appreciate.
Yeah,
but I don't know. She's definitely given cartoon villain. And I'm here for it.
I'm here for it, too. I mean, I enjoyed this past season of Beverly Hills a lot, but we were only really getting concrete plot lines and drama from her, Sutton. I mean, Garcelle stays out of it, but she is an expert pot stirrer, and I will always appreciate that.
Take a note from Kyle.
Sure. And she's way better at it than Kyle. Kyle is another long time one that I'm kind of ready for her to go. I know they're never going to do that show without Kyle.
Yeah, and I feel like every city needs like an anchor.
Yeah.
And I feel like Sutton could easily become the anchor of Beverly Hills. Or maybe even Garcelle, but not while Kyle's there. And I don't think I'm ready to say goodbye to her, because I want Kyle, Kim, Richards, and Kathy on the same show with Rinna, and I want Kim in the same room with all of them to talk about the husband. Like, we need to know.
She needs to bring that up now.
Yeah.
It's time. Even if we get like a 1 hour like red table talk special about all this,
we need it. Yeah.
I don't think you can do this show without Rinna, even though, in the same way that I guess you can't do it without Kyle, because Rinna is just a villain for all time. Like, she's also really hard to watch, and I thought she was just completely out of pocket this season, but I can't really,
especially her antics on social media.
Yeah, the social media, I mean, she really needs to just like log out for a while.
Yeah, but I get it. I mean, I feel like all celebrities and people not even celebrities, everyday people are on the internet, you know, just airing their grievances with life. And if that's how you feel you should cope, then
more power
I mean,
to
we're all
going to
sit back and watch, you know, but yeah, I don't know. I feel like the casting, like you said, like from Tamara Tattles, I feel like that's good, but we're not ready to close this chapter on Rena and Kathy. So they both need to come back at some capacity. Yeah. And we need to get Kim Richards back on that show. And then I saw that they're debating like Lisa Vanderpump and Brandy. Vanderpump, another hot take, can't stand her. The show was never focused around her. Kyle was the ultimate queen. You know, I feel like Brandy needs to be the one of the two that comes back.
I agree. For as heinously as Brandy behaved on Girls Trip this past season, I was like, oh, we need her back. Yeah.
Yeah.
If that was her audition tape for coming back, like, great. She definitely acquitted herself way better than the Denise Richards of it all.
Oh, yeah.
I've also seen that Denise is being considered to come back too, which I would, if she wants to do like a friend of or something, I would be fine with that.
I mean, she flopped for 2 seasons.
Yeah.
She didn't give us anything. She didn't want to talk about it on camera. Listen, I got stuff about like my sordid past that, you know, if it were to ever come out, you know, I would just talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I was definitely that 18-year-old like bebopping around in the club, you know, not minding my business. And
that's kind of the core problem with Beverly Hills in general. Like, these are seasoned celebrities outside of the housewives sphere in a lot of ways, and they just have really different ideas of like conducting themselves and like what outwardly fake seems like appropriate. And social media has kind of made that a problem across all the franchises, but like,
yeah, I agree.
Beverly Hills started getting a little worse once they cast more actresses.
I mean, and Andy, I think he said in Dave Quinn's book, maybe it was that book, or maybe it was another book that I read. Andy said that he was so against, like, I'm not quoting him directly because I can't remember what it said. Or maybe it was an insider said that Andy is hiring actresses because he didn't want it to seem like a soap opera.
Yeah.
You know, and I think with Lisa Rinna, it worked out great. Eileen, she loved her, but she didn't really have anything other than the iconic Beast. How dare you? You know, that was no other woman on Housewives anywhere could have given us that.
No, like she was, it was line delivery, like in ways that like people just can't do. I mean, even Rinna can't do it. Like Eileen could do it, but she also was just too nice and normal to actually like really get in the muck on that show.
She would be a good friend though.
She would be. And I like the times that she has come back just for like one-off episodes, I have really enjoyed her.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that Beverly Hills getting rid of her to bring in Teddy Mellencamp was a catastrophic mistake.
Yeah, I feel like Teddy, I don't get the hate towards her. Like so many people hate her on Twitter and I just don't get it. I mean, I get that she's this, you know, she feels like she's this holier than thou kind of accountability coach, I guess. Which, I mean, that's what we want to watch on TV, you know, but I don't feel like she was given a fair chance because she was immediately pitted against Vanderpump. And at the time, you know, then Vanderpump stands, honey. They just can't take their foot off anyone's neck.
And I think they still can't.
Yeah, I know. So I think she should come back and we need to give it another shot, but not as a full-time housewife, maybe like a friend of Kyle.
She always pops up. Like, I mean, she was in that episode, in season 12, where she's at the dinner party and Garcelle says she's like a gnat or something.
Yeah,
which really
I know. I don't hate Teddy at all. And I don't see why she gets so much on Twitter.
I think a lot of it's just the accountability coaching of it all. Like,
yeah,
I mean, a lot of her meal plans are pretty thinly veiled, like eating disorder regimens.
I did see that stuff.
Which is hard.
Like, yeah, like me with the eating disorders and stuff, it's very difficult. So like, when I hire her as an accountability coach, probably not, because I don't want to be triggered. You know, not anything to do with her. It's just, this is your formula and it's probably going to trigger me. So I'm not going to do it. But yeah. That's my boundary that I know that I'm not going to cross.
If she has me do like 50 crunches a day, maybe I'll do like the 10-day free trial and see where we go from there.
But... yeah, but I'm not changing my diet.
No. So there are two dueling rumors right now, speaking of Beverly Hills, about Ultimate Girls Trip 4.
That's all.
Which will allegedly film this coming January in Hong Kong, the site of Erica's infamous blow up at Eileen. Yeah. The Beverly Hills representatives on this cast are in flux. So there are two versions of the cast list going around. One of which is Garcelle and Sutton.
Okay, love.
Dolores and Margaret from Jersey. Robin and Ashley from Potomac.
Mm-hmm.
And Gina and Emily from
Throw OC. It Away.
Throw It Away. Yeah, I I truly do not know how Gina Kirshenreiter still has a job. It's
she's super sweet. Love to see the growth in the family, but like her and Emily have not given us anything.
Not even a little bit. Like you, Gina and Emily have been on OC longer than Brandy was on Beverly Hills, longer than Danielle Staub was on Jersey, longer than like almost as long as Sheree has been on Atlanta. Like that's crazy to me.
And I feel like the only reason why, like I said, I have nothing against them. You know, it's just when I turn on Housewives, there's like an expectation there, right? With each city, there's a different expectation. And I feel like they would be not there if Orange County he just had women, you know, readily available for casting. That would be better, you know. But then we tried it with, what was it, Elizabeth?
Oh, I didn't even watch that season. I know who you're talking
rough.
About.
It was rough, yeah. And you like, know what, though?
Yeah.
So we'll circle back to the Ultimate Girls Trip cast. I just got to say this because I said this the other day. We were absolutely robbed of seeing Vicky and Noella in a room together.
Oh,
we were
yes.
so robbed. Vicky would implode, like, and just disappear into thin air.
Oh, yeah. Like, we saw robbed. What Vicky did to, or like, interacted with Brandy and Girls Trip. I think it would be like that, but worse almost. Like, I was kind of surprised Noella got fired. Like, she was chaos incarnate, but I found that she really brought a lot to the show.
She did. And I don't know, I just feel like there were certain things she did that came off like she was thirsty for the show.
Yeah.
And I feel like when anybody does that on any reality show, you know, whether it be this or like Bachelor in Paradise, I feel like that's just like an infinite nail in the coffin for you. Like, if you're going to be there, like, obviously be thankful and like turn it up for us, but just be yourself.
Yeah. And that's definitely a good point. Like, you couldn't really figure out who you were watching with her at any given point. It was, I mean, yeah, like, I think that's kind of what I'm feeling with like Mia on Potomac right now too. Like,
wait, so I know her.
Oh really? Okay, well, I won't say anything. I'll play nice.
No, so oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I like what she brings, but I feel like I need to get a little bit better of a sense of like what she's all about.
Yeah. I mean, she's like super nice in person. So she actually used to, she might still have a house here, used to live in the Lake Norman area in North Carolina. And I worked at a tanning salon and she would come in and do spray tans. And super sweet, super nice, always bubbly. I could remember, you know, times when I would be closing and, you know, just want to get the fuck out of there. And she would come in and we hated customers at the last minute, you know, but she was always so nice that it made it less miserable that it was, you know, somebody coming in late or, you know, right before a shift change or something like that. But I mean, what I see on the show was the same kind of personality that I saw, you know, like in a limited capacity in a retail setting. So
that makes me like her a lot more. Like, I definitely don't think she's as much of a dark cloud as Noella was on OC, but
a lot of drama with Noella.
Yeah. It's Potomac is just such heavy hitters though, that like it's some it, like you can't help but like compare a little bit. And
I know.
Thankfully, both of these cast lists had the good sense to cast Potomac women. I think the second one is a lot more palatable to me, though. It's Karen and Ashley.
Okay.
Margaret and Jennifer Aiden. Shannon and Heather. And Lisa Rinna and Dorit.
I don't really want that one either.
I'm
such a cunt. I feel so bad. I really don't want that one either.
I'm leaning toward the second.
Iconic players. Yeah. I mean, the second one's better. The only thing that would make me tune into the first one is Garcelle and Sutton. Because
yes,
I would just like to see them together, you know, out of the Beverly Hills element with another group of women. But I feel like at the same time, I feel like they're at a different place in their housewife career than the rest of the ladies in that season one.
Yes, I definitely agree with that. I would be happy to see Ashley on any of these, but like,
I'm so mad at her.
Really?
Over that stuff she pulled.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was horrible, horrible, horrible. Like,
yeah.
Ashley is iconically messy. I will never take that away from her. Like, she really is the straw that stirs the drink on that show. But this was like, you cannot have someone over to your house for a peace summit. Mm-mm. And then come at them sideways like that. Like,
and it was all planned because she literally was like, oh, this doesn't feel good now, does it?
Yeah.
And, you know, I've done some stuff like that to people before, but like, at least I make my intent from the beginning well known. You know, I don't try to like befriend somebody and then flip the script on them. I hate that.
No, it's,
yeah.
I mean, it's devious behavior is what it is. Like, talk about cartoon villain. I definitely did not support her at that. I think she would be great on a cast trip, though? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah. But I need her to, like, research all the other women so that way she can come correct with her missiness. You know, don't miss opportunity.
She could get Gina and Emily to quit the show for good. If she does, like, a light Google search, I feel like she'd be able to come up with something pretty solid. But I definitely think the second cast is a little better, but I also don't think that anyone from current OC and current Jersey is like a great way to go with this.
Mm-mm. And, you know, I feel like the first season we got was kind of like an All-Stars, right? Like it had all the big names. The second one was an Ex-Wives Club. I think they should keep the themes like going. Give us like iconic friends up, you know.
Oh, and, yeah, that would be
like
great.
that would be so good. Like Faye Resnick. Who are some friends?
Dana, Kim. Oh, both Kims need to go on. Like
Kim D and Kim G. You know, give us Kathy Hilton. Give us
anyone who's been on Atlanta.
Yeah, I guess. I think my favorite friend on Atlanta is probably Portia's friend, Shamia.
I love Shamia. I
like her presence when she's there. Like, I feel like she does add when the camera is on and she's there.
When she, my favorite, when Shamia went on that boat trip in Lake Bailey, I think it was season 8 because Kim Fields was there too, looking scared in the corner. Like, Shamia was when iconic on that Portia? Boat. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great Shamia moment. I just really, yeah. I mean, that show has like a treasure trove of people.
Absolutely.
To pull from.
But you know, I feel like they're kind of, well, I mean, like I said, Atlanta built Bravo, in my opinion. Like, if you go back look at like live numbers before like streaming was a thing, like Atlanta used to break
ratings
because you had so many like organic, iconic people on the show. And I feel like, since Nene left, you know, she took a lot of viewers with her, and now the cast is like trying to figure out what to do. And now, you know, Kim Zolciak's not there. Not that she was there much, you know, but if you know what I hate that we didn't get to see, I feel like we were robbed again. I feel like in season 10, when Kim Zolciak came back, her, Nene, and Sheree have friended up. And I love Kenya, but the three of them should have went against Kenya. Like, that would have been great, because then we would have seen Kenya on the defense, like, given her iconic lines. We would see the three OGs back together over here. You know, it was just a big flop to bring her and Sheree back that season. It was
And I love Sheree. Kim, I have a tough time with Kim sometimes, but I think Kim's big problem that season was kind of what we were talking about earlier. Like, she came back post spinoff. She's kind of her own tabloid entity in her own right, and still is. I mean, like, all I've my entire Daily Mail feed right now is like news about her foreclosure and her moving to Nashville and all this stuff. Yeah. But like, I think she came back to Atlanta, thought she was it was both a different show than the one she left, and she just thought she was a little too good, because now she's the spinoff girl. Like,
I mean, I would love for, I like the Atlanta cast, except for Drew, because I just, the storylines just don't add up. Like, I feel like her and Ralph, like, have a sit-down meeting every time they get ready to film. And they, like, try to plan out their scene and, like, plan out how they're going to portray their relationship on TV. Because if some of that stuff happened in my marriage, I probably would be like, Jackson, what are we doing? Because
it's grim. Like, especially because, I mean, the Housewives' Ten Commandments, number one, is don't talk about the children. If my own husband was monetizing my biological children, his stepkids, behind my back and not involving me in the process, instant, like, you're out of here.
I gotta be honest, like, I tuned out halfway through the storyline because it just felt so gross. Like, we love an adoption storyline, and, you know, like, I love to watch that kind of stuff on TikTok, you know, all them stories and everything. I love it, but I just feel like it didn't sit right with me, so I stopped getting into that. Atlanta's rough to watch.
This past season I dipped in and out of, but, like, I didn't really like Drew. I didn't like Sanya that much. And Marlo, iconic friend of, but, like, I think you gave her the peach and she just went off the rails. Or just her life, like, when you have more camera time, you're just exposed a little bit more. And, like, I don't know, a lot of her life maybe should not have been shown on TV this season.
Like, kicking her nephews out. I mean, I get it. You need a break. Everybody needs a break. But I don't think, you know, I'm a Candy on that one. I don't think displacing a child's home is the correct form of action, but that's I mean, I don't even have kids, but I can't say that I wouldn't do it.
I mean
right now I don't feel like I would.
Everyone's parenting journey is different, and I mean, she's already in a tough place with, like, their mom being incarcerated or absent, but, like, displacing kids again who have already been displaced is, it doesn't seem like the best course of action, but, like, I don't know. It seems like that situation has been resolved, but, like, definitely really dark for any Housewives show. Speaking of kind of dark, the one franchise we have not touched on yet today is Salt Lake City. What are you thinking about Salt Lake City this season?
Immediate thought is, we need Mary Cosby back in front of the camera right now.
Yes.
With her outdated house, with all of her crosses, and with her antics. We need it, like, immediately. We're so behind schedule, because, again, I feel like there's only two people on that show that I can, like, really connect with, which would be Heather and Meredith. And and I'm just, and I hate saying that, because Jen Shaw follows me on Twitter. I follow her. When she first came out with the big, like, Biden dress, I was like, okay, like,
I love the Biden dress.
but now it's, girl, you scammed your people your mother's age, and then I'm pretty sure you allegedly, right? Or did she plead guilty?
I think she pled guilty, but she is maintaining her innocence.
Okay, so so allegedly.
Yeah, I mean, she is about to be sentenced. Like, I think Yeah, like next week or something.
Next week or two or something. And I know that Chris Lee's is this month too. I don't know if you watch. Chris Lee knows best. But,
no, I don't. And I mean, maybe if I was shocked to find out, A, he's not gay, B, he has an extensive, huge family, and C, he's like about to go to jail for tax fraud. Like,
I know.
Just a
See,
series of reveals.
Like, speaking of fraud and like these housewives, is, you know, I am a 1099. The way I get paid on my real estate business.
Yeah.
And now as a content creator, the very first thing I do is set aside money for taxes, and I pay my taxes quarterly.
Yeah.
I don't get why the math ain't math. And for some of these people on these shows, like, you know, like even what was it, Mike on Jersey Shore, didn't he go to jail for?
He did for a
few. Abby Lee Miller. Yeah. Like, just pay your taxes.
And I mean, even like Teresa and Joe, like they're.
Yeah.
Their crime was like tax related in some capacity too. Like, people just don't want to pay that money, or
I mean, I don't
want
to
think ahead. No, I mean, yeah. No one wants to. Like,
but I ain't going to jail for not doing it.
Is,
so.
at the end of the day, like, is it worth it? And the answer to that question is almost always no.
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel like the show is going to struggle though if Jen does go away.
Yeah.
Or if she leaves the show, because I would watch, personally, I would watch a show about Heather and her family. Like,
yeah.
I would watch that. Don't think Heather has it in her to play like this mediator role on the show if you take the one polarizing character out of the show, Jen Shaw.
We are kind of seeing her right now starting to fight with other characters. I'm really curious about where her
and Whitney
go from here, because it doesn't seem like they're in a good place right now from the like little googling that I've done. I'm also, the other like feud that I'm monitoring is Lisa versus Angie Harrington.
I know. A mess. I mean, I think I even tweeted this, like, I would definitely do that for my husband.
Oh, yeah.
Not from a fake profile, though. I would do it for mine. I do it for mine on TikTok every day.
Yeah, no.
People want to talk about his cleft lip, and, like, I'll literally just respond, and I just troll him back, you know? Yeah. But the fact that he went beyond making a fake account and didn't even have enough common sense to put in a different email address. I mean,
that's when, like, oh yeah, this guy's 52 and is not as like media literate. Like, you know, Jen Shaw would be covering her tracks. Like, I mean,
oh yeah,
I bet Lisa Barlow has like, and allegedly, and I'm saying this with all the love in the world because she is for me the reason to tune into Salt Lake City. She has an army of bots behind her. I'm sure of this. But because she is a mogul and a businesswoman, she knows how to cover her tracks. And Angie's husband, nothing of the sort, I think.
Yeah. I feel like Angie, I don't know. I mean, she's given a storyline. We're here for it, you know. But I think if we want that show to succeed, we need Mary to come back, because her presence, and I say this with love, like, yeah, she's nice to like laugh at and laugh with on the show. Her presence is purely new.
It is. Like, there is some dark stuff going on at that church of hers, but she was a genuinely funny. Yeah, like shuddered for a little bit. Like, it's, I don't know what's going on over there. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to incur any divine wrath or punishment.
She'll send Jesus after you, honey.
She has Jesus on speed dial. And like,
oh yeah.
I believe when she says that, I have to believe her. Like, I just find her so funny. Like, she was not afraid to fight with literally every cast member, which made her great TV. And like, just her presence is so different from the other characters we've seen on these shows over the years, that like, just perfect TV. She is so missed. And like, I know why she didn't go back to the show, but
yeah. Well, maybe she'll hear this and she'll hear that she's dearly missed by two white gay men.
Yes, please.
No, she's dearly missed by a lot of people. You know, I'm scrolling to Twitter every what is it, Wednesday night when it comes on.
Yeah.
And people are very sad that she's not there. So, and they even brought her up on the cast trip. They were like, are we in Mary's house right now? Like, even the girls miss her. So
yeah.
Mary, come back.
Please. I was worried from the trailer that this season was going to be a flop. And so far, it's not. I'm really enjoying myself. Like, Salt Lake in general is just a city that I've had kind of a... Like, all these seasons are too long, I think. But I'm
liking
it.
What do you think contributes to... You know, what was it? Beverly Hills would come on at 8, Salt Lake City would come on at 9. And according to live ratings, they would lose like over 500,000 people. What do you think contributes to that? Because I think, like you said, Salt Lake City and Potomac are, Potomac is far one of the best shows on Bravo.
Yeah.
And people are just not giving it the ratings. I know streaming is a big deal, but what do you think is contributing to the live rating?
I think just like, lack of name recognition in the cities themselves. I don't know about time slot because Atlanta does really well in that Sunday night time slot compared to Potomac. And Potomac's not struggling, but like...
No, but it should be over a million.
It should be way over a million.
Every Sunday. Yeah.
And I don't know if city's even like the best barometer of like, a show's success, because New York, the rankings or the ratings post Bethany's second departure tanked, even with like a pretty good cast that like people like and the city name recognition. Like maybe just people, Beverly Hills, I think people have a big allegiance to because that's the show that gets talked about on social media the most. So I think that's probably what it is. But like, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just like people have taste and like don't want to watch Salt Lake City, but I think that's crazy because it's good.
I agree. I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you. You know, we usually go to bed by 8:30.
Oh, I don't watch any of these live.
Yeah, I'm usually watching Salt Lake City on the next day.
Yeah.
But I know that counts. But like Potomac, I watch live. Anything that comes on at 8, I'm watching it live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, we gotta move on to the next segment really, but if you have one recommendation for a Bravo show that you think more people should be watching, Housewives or non-Housewives, actually let's say non-Housewives,
okay.
What is your recommendation?
Not Housewives would be Married to Medicine.
Okay.
And then Family Karma.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
interesting. I have watched a few episodes of Married to Medicine. I have never seen Family Karma, crazily, even though one of my friends from college was a cast member last season.
Oh, Dylan. Well, that's neat.
Yeah. The one gay guy on the show, I think. He's not there anymore because he went to business school, but he was on it.
It took me a while to watch it. I think I was halfway through, or they were halfway through airing season 2 when I finally went back and started season 1.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy it. And Married to Medicine, you're sleeping. You need to get in there and watch it. If that show ever gets canceled, Dr. Heavenly needs to do whatever she needs to do to get on another Housewives show somewhere. Yep.
That, I mean, they should be like outsourcing people from other shows to... Like, get, like, I mean, I stopped watching Vanderpump Rules because that got terrible pretty
too
quickly.
Much, yeah.
But, like, I feel like Lala would be great on Beverly Hills as, like, a friend of. Or, I mean, I think they'd need to bring back Vanderpump to do that. But,
yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll see. So, we are going to play what is usually my final segment, Tear the Community Apart. So
I'm nervous.
We might have done this a lot already this episode, but this is different.
Okay.
The rules are very simple to this game. I have picked 2 songs and you're going to tell me which one is better.
Oh God. Okay. Well, I'm not a big music buff. So are they going to be songs that I know?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
So these 2 songs are 2 of the biggest hits by 2 of the absolute queens of 90s country pop.
Oh God, okay.
Hitmakers, 2 perfect 10 out of 10 songs, like karaoke jams for the ages.
I'm probably not gonna know them.
Which song is better, That Don't Impress Me Much by Shania Twain, or This Kiss by Faith Hill?
Shania Twain, I gotta go with her. On.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That one of the quickest answers we've ever gotten for this.
Shania
segment.
Twain, yeah. Shania Twain. No comparing.
The impact is undeniable.
Mm-hmm.
also someone I know she has been in talks to have a reality show for a really long time. I don't know if that's ever gonna happen, but she has had a crazy life, so I would love to hear a little bit more about her background.
Where does she live? What show did she go on?
Well, she's in Switzerland.
She lives there like full time?
Yeah, she married some Swiss guy. She married the ex-husband of the woman with whom her ex-husband cheated on her with.
Wait, I thought that was... Oh, that is...
That's Leanne Rimes. This happened.
Okay.
These two people essentially wife swapped.
Isn't that what Leanne Rimes did?
Did Brandy start dating? If Brandy started dating Leanne Rimes' ex, that would be insane. I wouldn't put it past her.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know she lived in Switzerland, though.
Yeah, she lives in a Swiss castle full time.
I'm really bad at geography. Now that is like, if you're looking at Europe, and
smack
London,
dab
like
in the middle,
on the right,
I think.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
She lives in the middle of nowhere on the side of the mountain. It's like Sound and Music kind of vibes. Like I would love to know what she's going up to right there.
Maybe the Real Housewives of Switzerland. Do you watch any of the international installments at all? Or
not really. I have tapped into Dubai. I didn't like Dubai that much. I have heard the Canadian ones and the Australian ones are incredible. And I've seen enough clips from like, it's either Sydney or Melbourne with like Gina Liano and Janet.
Jana!
I need to find that somewhere because like, I need it. Yeah.
You can watch, I think seasons 1 through 4, which are the only good ones. They got canceled after season 5. Melbourne did. I know. Well, not officially, but there's been no announcement of a new one. But 1 through 4 is on Tubi for free here in the US.
Tubi is something I have an account for that I have just never tapped.
You can watch Vancouver on there too, and that one's really good. It takes a minute because it's very slow, and none of them really knew each other. But it's also very good. Sydney was just a mess. Like they literally got on the TV to fight with each other.
Yeah, I've seen clips from Sydney and I think Vancouver where the women are being so cruel to each other that I was and like my tolerance for mean behavior on reality TV is pretty high. Like I'm also currently in the middle of a Flavor of Love rewatch.
Oh God,
watching New York. We would not have modern reality TV without her.
One for her, yeah.
But the things she said to those women, I would not say to my worst enemy. And she knows these women for 3 days. Like, it takes a special mind to think about that. But the Vancouver ones, Vancouver especially, like that one woman, Jody, I think her name is.
That owns she's on a boutique. Yeah, there was a scene where she went up to a girl and basically was just like, your arms are too fat for that dress.
Yeah.
And I was like, if somebody ever come up to me and said that,
not cool at all. But this is all good information to know. I will have to dive into
you have
a little bit
Melbourne
more
and report back to me.
Yes.
Because I'm definitely a Janet.
I know enough to know that I love Janet. Like, and Lydia too.
Yeah.
I've seen some iconic moments from Lydia. Well, this has been a real treat, Dakota. Thank you so much for joining me today. Before we go, I do want to plug and talk about your truly iconic TikTok channel. Like iconic on a level that it's Bravo iconic is what it is. Like,
well, I owe all the extra exposure I've gotten recently to you. No, seriously, you need to send me your shipping address so I can send you something. If it wasn't for you posting that Firebirds order on Twitter, I have never in my life gotten as many Twitter followers. I've gotten so much traffic on my TikTok page that is iconic. So
well,
thank you.
You deserve all of it. Like, I remember, it must have been like almost a year, if not longer at this point, but like I remember seeing your cookout video, the first of the cookout videos.
God.
And as like a fellow cookout enthusiast, I was like thrilled to see it in the first place. And I just, you, Jackson, the assorted universe of your videos, like y'all bring so much joy to people. And it's just really, really wonderful to see.
Thank you. We're just here to make people laugh. That's all I want to do is make people laugh. No matter what I'm doing, I just want to make people laugh. If I'm being a mess, I want you to laugh. If I'm being hateful, I want you to laugh. Like, I just want you to laugh, honey. That's all.
And, I mean, hopefully, now I want to go to Firebirds. That was not a chain I was, like, super familiar with before. But that...
I think they're just in... The home one is in Charlotte. And
okay.
I think they're just in the South right here. But you have to go. That is the best. Yeah.
Great tips for everyone today. You are really like teaching us all. Like this is great.
I'm gonna have to come back. I feel like we didn't have time to discuss everything.
Yeah, I mean we have some. we love that. We need that. Where can people find you on social media? I taught your TikTok earlier, but if you want to be found elsewhere,
well, the TikTok is at Prince Fairy, one word. YouTube and Instagram is at Dakota Wright, and Twitter is at Nothing But Bravo. Snapchat, which I recently just got verified on randomly, which I'm going to be posting rants on, is at Print Perry. So
incredible. And we could use some rants, because especially about Bravo, like your opinions, the taste level is just simply unmatched. So
I'll just say whatever. I got a lot of shit to say.
And you can find me saying shit on a weekly basis here. Find me on Twitter at FKPigs with a Z, on Instagram at Drew Haskins with Z's, and follow at Crisis Twink Pod on Twitter and Instagram for direct updates from the podcast. And every week you can find me and special co-host Julia Gray on our Spotify live show, Girls Room, where we recap every episode of HBO's Girls from the very beginning. I don't know when this episode is going to come out, but we will have more by then. So stay tuned for that. And yeah, until next week, everyone. Thank you again, Dakota. What a joy.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.